Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. Welcome to our divine service of the Holiness Christian Church of the Bronx. We are giving God thanks this morning for a brand new day. We thank God for his mercy and for his grace. Every morning, new mercies, new sins forgiven, new thoughts of God, new hopes of heaven. So let us rejoice and be glad in this day. We'll now have our praise and worship by Sister Lordin Mills.
Good morning, everyone. Let's all just close our eyes and get into the mindset of worship. We're just going to go ahead and look to God in prayer. Our Father, El Shaddai Elohim, we acknowledge you today and we bless your holy name. You are worthy to be praised. Despite what is going on in our world today, you are still faithful to us. You are still good. You still love us and grant us your mercy and grace. So we thank you today for being all that you are. We thank you that despite how the world might change, that you, God, you are immutable. You never change, and you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. In your word, it says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So Heavenly Father, we want to worship you this morning. We want to release a sound of praise that heaven is familiar with. And we ask today, God, that as we lift our praises up to you, that you would come down and inhabit the praises of your people. We love you and we need you today and every day. Amen. Amen. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our hands we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, my Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our hands we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome, you are awesome in this place, mighty God. And you are awesome in this place, my Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our hands we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our hands we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome, you are awesome in this place, mighty God. And you are awesome in this place, my Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our hands we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome, God. You are awesome. You're wonderful. We thank you and we bless your holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you. You are so awesome, God. You're wonderful. You're mighty. We praise your holy name, God. Oh, you are so, so good to us, God. You are faithful, God. You're a good, good Father, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. Be magnified today, Lord God. We lift your name on high. My God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. Heal me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he will reign. My God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he will reign. My God is awesome. My God is awesome. My God is awesome. Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes I am healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Praise his holy name. My God is awesome. Yes, awesome. He is so awesome. My God is awesome. My God is awesome. Say he's awesome. Shout he's awesome. He's mighty, awesome, he's holy, He's great. He's awesome. Jesus is awesome. Deliverer. Protector, awesome. My God is awesome. Provider, you're awesome. God, you're awesome. Sustainer, God, you are awesome. You're healer, you are awesome. My God is awesome. My God is awesome. He can move mountains, keep me in the valley. Jesus, come, heal me when I'm broken, strength where I've been weakened, praise His holy name. Hallelujah, we praise Your name, God. You are so, so good. You are worthy, You are awesome. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We'll now have the opening prayer by Reverend Bardwell.
Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we come to You this morning, trusting You, Lord, for Your help and support in all we see and do. Father, we thank You this morning for being good to us, for making us who we are. We pray this morning, Lord, that You will search us, our hearts, search our minds, search our soul this morning. And, oh God, if we see anything in us that is not right, that You'll fix it, Lord, and make it right. Allow Your blood this morning to cover us this morning, wash us and make us clean, so that we can be ready for the kingdom of heaven. We know, Lord, that we are in dark days, in troublesome times, times, oh God, when this world is so out of place. We see, Lord, that everyone is confused. We do not even know what to do, where to go, and each one is searching for a solution to the problems we have around us. Oh Lord, we know that You have not given up on us, but Your all and searching eyes are out there. And so God, we pray that You will protect us. Give us the protection we stand in need of, the care we stand in need of, Lord, and give us an open eye, O Lord, to behold Your holiness and Your goodness in times like these. We pray, Lord, this morning for our church, for our pastor. We pray for all our leaders in the church, but not just the leaders in our church, O God. We pray for the leaders of our nations. We pray for the leaders in our community, the social leaders, O God. You commit them into Your hands, Lord, as they seek to try to find a way to put an end to the problems we are now having. So we pray that You'd give them strength, Lord. We pray You'd give them the help and support they stand in need of, the boldness, Lord, the wisdom, O God, and the courage to fight on, Lord. O God, we pray this morning for the various homes, Lord, that are struggling financially. We pray for those, Lord, who are suffering, Lord, as a result of health and, Lord, all of the means. We just commit them to Your hand this morning, and we pray this morning, God, that You cover them under Your blood. You bring people to come to know You better, Lord, through this crisis situation. As we worship You together this morning, we just pray that Your Holy Spirit will take over the service. Lord, You bless the songs that shall be sung. You bless the testimonies that shall be given, or whatever activity shall be taken place this morning. Oh, we pray, God, that You cover them, Lord, and that they become a blessing to us. More than all, Lord, we pray that Your word shall be more meaningful to us today than ever. We shall find rest and comfort in Your words. We shall find peace, oh God, we pray. Have Your own way this morning, Lord, and we depend on You to continue leading us into the way of righteousness. We ask His mercies in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Reverend Bardwell. Today is the third Sunday in May, and the Women's Missionary Ministries is in charge of the service. We are giving God thanks for all the ladies and for our president, Evangelist Brady, who is doing a great job. She told us that we are our sister's keeper, and everyone is important. And she also reminded us that we are here to work together to build God's kingdom. We pray that God will bless her and that she will continue to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. We are going to sing our opening hymn is hymn number 96, God Lead Us Along. In shady green pastures so rich and so sweet, God lead his fair children along. Where the waters cold flow bid the weary ones feet, God leads his dear children along. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrows, but God gave the song. In the night season and all the day long. Sometimes on the mount where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. Sometimes in the valley, in darkest of night, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives the song. In the night season and all the day long. Though sorrow befalls us and Satan opposes, God leads his dear children along. Through grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes. God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives the song. In the night season and all the day long. Away from the mire, away from the clay, God leads his dear children along. Away up in glory, eternity's day, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives the song. In the night season and all the day long. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives the song. In the night season and all the day long. Praise God, praise God. It is telling us that no matter what we are going through, God is with us. He is still leading us, whether it's through the fire, through the water, or through the flood. It's not that's not all, but he also gave us a song. He put a song in our heart, a song of praise to comfort us. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We'll now call on Sister Stacy Miller for the scripture, which is taken from Psalm 97, following the welcome and announcement by Sister Nadine Lindsay. Praise God.
Scripture lesson is taken from Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightning enlighteneth the world. The earth saw and trembleth. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and glad for the upright in heart. The last verse. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Here endeth the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, everyone. So welcome to our Sunday service. It is Women's Sunday. Greetings to Pastor Alvin Newton, Reverend Bardwell, and all the leaders. Thank you, Brother David, for the music. You have Brother Tony working on his singing skills. He has plans to make you proud when next you meet for practice. And thank you, Sister Lloyd Dean, for representing the praise and worship team at this time. Greetings to all of you who came to service today. We appreciate your presence, and I pray that you will leave feeling blessed as you go forth in faith this week. A very special welcome to all of our first-time visitors, if there are any. The church is applauding your presence at this time. Please continue to pray for those who are sick in the hospitals and at home. I'm also asking your continued prayer for those who lost their loved ones. Our baptism service was postponed until further notice. Praise Fest, again, is being planned for next year's summer. We will keep you up to date on that. A link is now posted for the church's website. Kindly click on it to view the dates and times for the prayer meetings and all upcoming activities. Kindly note that the number beginning with 701 has changed. A new number for calling in was posted. The funeral service for Deacon Isaac's father will be held tomorrow morning from 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. A YouTube link will be posted today for those who would like to join the service virtually. And Deacon Isaac, we are praying for you, and we know that God will cover you under his wings until the storm passes by. Happy birthday to Sister Kanika Newfield. Her birthday was Friday. Brother Earl Brown today, and Sister Simone Gibbs is tomorrow. Best wishes to them for blessings, joy, and a peace that passeth all understanding. Happy birthday also to anyone else who celebrated their birthday this past week or will be celebrating this coming week. And a brief word from the wellness team. I know that at this time many of you tend to be less active than you usually would be. I just want you to bear in mind a couple of things. When you're not moving, your muscles don't contract, which is what helps the blood to circulate. So when blood stays in one place, it clots. So to avoid getting clots in your legs, which can become dangerous, and that's another story for another time, one, avoid crossing your legs when you sit. This can restrict blood flow. Two, avoid sitting for too long. We usually say, not for more than 2 hours, but I would tell you to try to get up at least every hour, stretch, and move your legs. And three, when you're sitting, periodically press your heels on the floor with your toes upward, and then your toes press to the floor with your heels upward. And alternate that move for a few times, heel and toes. This will activate the muscles in your legs to contract and improve blood flow. Please stay well and do the best that you can to take care of yourselves. Remember, God wins every time. We will get through this. May God continue to cover us as we go forth in faith this coming week. God bless you all.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thanks, Sister Stacy and Sister Nadine. We'll now call on evangelist Pauline Drummond to ask God's blessing upon the offering.
Praise God. Praise God. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know thou art the Lord. Father God, this morning we just want to thank you for your offering, Lord Jesus. Lord, I want to thank you for those, oh God, who have stretched forth their hands to give, and for those, oh God, who do not have it to give. Lord, we ask, oh God Almighty, that you will continue, Lord Jesus, to provide for them. For those, oh God, who may be out of a job right now, Lord Jesus. Father, we ask your blessings upon them, and God, that you will provide for them so they too can give back to you, Lord Jesus. Father, we just want to praise you and glorify you. And to thank you again in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Thanks, Sister Pauline. We'll now have a selection, a special selection by Sister Lisa Armstrong, after which Pastor Newton will introduce his speaker. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus said, come as you are. I'm waiting with open arms to welcome you. The Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why don't you let him come in? There's nothing in this wide world to keep you apart. What is your answer to him? Time after time he has waited before, and now he is waiting again to see if you're willing to open the door. Oh, how he wants to come in. If you'll take one step toward the Savior, my friend, you'll find his arms open wide. Receive him, and all of your darkness will end. Within your heart, he'll abide. If you take one step toward the Savior, my friend, you'll find his arms open wide. Receive him, and all of your darkness will end. Within your heart, he'll abide. Time after time, he has has waited before, and now he is waiting again to see if you're willing to open the door. Oh, how he wants to come in to see if you're willing to open the door. Oh, how he wants to come in. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Thank you to everyone that have participated in the service thus far. Thanks, Sister Lisa, for that song. In the Revelation 3 and verse 20, Jesus speaking to the church says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me." So it's a fitting song that we can hear today, and I trust and I pray that those that are listening would heed the call that Jesus is knocking at your heart's door. Again, thanks for those who are leading, and I want to welcome each and every one to our service today. I pray that our hearts will be blessed as we listen to his word from his servant. Our speaker for today is our evangelist, Sharon Brady. She is a very powerful woman who is very involved in the ministry of the church. And she is one who seeks to lead not just the women, but everybody in the church. You can hear her each morning when we have our time of prayer from 6:30 to 7:30, Monday, Tuesday, Friday, and so many things that she has been involved in. You know, she is very committed to what she's doing and very, very serious when it comes to her salvation. She's a leader of the women's missionary. She leads the visiting group to the nursing home, and so many other things that she is involved with without complaining. And so we are glad and we are blessed to have her as a member of our church, and today she'll be speaking to us as God has allowed her to. So let us all now welcome our speaker for the day, Evangelist Sharon Brady.
Bless the Lord, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Something good is going to happen to me. It's going to happen to me this very day. Something good is going to happen to me. Jesus of Nazareth is passing this way. Something good is going to happen to me. It's going to happen to me. It's going to happen to me. Something good is going to happen to me. Jesus of Nazareth is passing this way. Something good is going to happen to you. it's going to happen to you this very day. Something good is going to happen to you, Jesus of Nazareth. He's passing this way. Praise be to God. Bless the Lord. Let's bow our heads this morning and just have this in mind, that something good is going to happen to me. For Jesus Christ of Nazareth is passing this way. Bless the Lord. Lord, I thank you this morning. I glorify your name, King Jesus, because you're God. You are holy, you are righteous, and there is none like you. This morning, I stand before your people. I can't do a thing without you, but here I am. Cleanse me this morning. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. I want to be used by you, I want to use up by you. I am your vessel, and that's why I'm here this morning. I'm your workmanship, created to do good works. So, Lord Jesus, take full control. I give you all of me this morning, Jesus. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O God, my strength and my redeemer. Praise God. Good morning, church. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Just turn with me this morning in your Bible to St. Luke chapter 19. St. Luke chapter 19. I'll be reading from verse 1 through to verse 10. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I'll begin. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was a chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. First 10 and last, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So this morning I want to speak from the topic I have here this morning. It is, how bad do you want him? How bad do you want him? I heard I would get a little disconnected, so I hope you, everyone have it. St. Luke chapter 19 from verse 1 to 10. And it's, how bad do you want him? This speaks of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, who he was a chief collector, and he was rich. But he sought to see Jesus, who he was. And when I look at this passage, it really blesses me this morning, because even the rich need Jesus. Everyone needs Jesus. It doesn't matter who you are this morning on the line, you need Jesus. And so Zacchaeus sought to see Jesus. When I look back on Zacchaeus, he was a chief tax collector. He has basically, he has everything he needed. He had it. He wasn't really lacking anything, but he wanted to see Jesus. So he sought to see Jesus. And when I look at it, I said he sought to see Jesus. But I read before that Jesus already passed through Jericho. And I know Jesus passed through Jericho. It wasn't Jesus' first time going through Jericho. And I knew that if he didn't see for himself, it was, you know, when Jesus passed you anywhere and do something, a miracle, there's always a crowd. Everyone is staying and talking about it. So even with that, I thought he heard something that they were saying about Jesus, where Jesus passed through, what Jesus has done. Because it was in Jericho, while Jesus was passing through Jericho, where Bartimaeus was blind, was healed. So I think he knew something about Jesus. He knew something that really gripped his attention, grabbed his attention, that he wanted to see Jesus. Because he said he saw to see who Jesus was. Verse 3, and he saw to see who Jesus was and could not for the press because he was little of stature. But what grips me again, I said, he saw to see who Jesus was. What a man. What a man with a heart. He saw to see who Jesus was. And it doesn't matter what you have this morning. Jesus is everything we need. And he realized that it doesn't matter what he had. He wanted to see Jesus because something was missing. Zacchaeus, when I look at Zacchaeus and Zacchaeus' life, he was a chief collector. He has many friends. He was, we'd say, like his up there, high class, he was. But that didn't stop him from seeing Jesus. That didn't stop him from seeing the one who knew that could satisfy, that no one else could satisfy. And I honestly believe this morning when he started to see Jesus, it wasn't just no ordinary start to see Jesus. For a man, for him to be looking for Jesus, speaks a whole lot. I thought he really had an underlying problem that no one could really help him with. And he was hiding it for many years, and he could not keep it. I think this was maybe keeping him up in the night. And he was really struggling with this thing. And he wanted to see Jesus because he had seen and heard the miracles that Jesus Christ has done. And he said, if I see this man today, something different is going to happen to me. If I get to really even talk to him, something different is going to happen to my life because I am not going to be the same person that I used to be. I am not going to be the same person. I am struggling with this thing, and I'm not going back home with this thing another day. And I think what was really bothering was a sense of guilt that he carried, and he was no longer could have taken it no more. So he said in verse 3, and he sought to see Jesus. Brethren, this morning, you and I need Jesus. Poor need Jesus. The rich need Jesus. It doesn't matter who you are. Whether you're black, you need Jesus. Whether you're white, you need Jesus. And because of that, he sought to see Jesus. And he sought to see Jesus, whom he was, and could not for the press because he was of little stature. This is another thing, too. Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. But what was the problem, too? He was short. And he wanted to see Jesus. He was short, but it wasn't the shortness that was stopping him from seeing Jesus, honestly, it was more than that. It was a crowd. So I realized what Zacchaeus did in all of this. Zacchaeus separated himself. He separated himself because the crowd will stop you from seeing Jesus. And I will go further down in scripture. You will see that why he separated himself. Because the crowd will stop you from seeing Jesus. Separation means disconnect, detach. Because when Jesus is speaking to you, when you really want to know Jesus, you have to separate yourself. And that's what Zacchaeus did. Because his money didn't matter him right now, his wealth and his fame, because he needed something more than money. He needed something that can satisfy. It was only Jesus Christ that can satisfy. And that's why he separated himself because he wanted to see Jesus. So he separated himself from the crowd. It was, again, I said, it was not the height, but it was not the height again. It wasn't the height. It was the crowd that was stopping Zacchaeus from seeing Jesus. I don't know what is stopping you this morning. It was the crowd that was stopping Zacchaeus from seeing Jesus. The crowd could be your friends. The crowd could be your advisors. The crowd could be your family. A crowd could be anything and everything that stops you from seeing Jesus. That could be a crowd. I don't know what was stop what is stopping you, but that the crowd was stopping Zacchaeus this morning. But so go on into the scripture, and as I read it, and I ask God to show me, and I approach it when I go and I look, and he said, Zacchaeus said to himself, I am not going on with this anymore. I'm tired of this. I am tired of this, and let me separate myself. So as I look, we said in the verses, and you run before and climb up into a sycamore tree. That's verse 4. But I'm not focused right now on the climbing up right now. I'm looking and you run. He was so enthusiastic about this thing. He wanted something from Jesus that the world could not give him. Man could not give him. Friends could not help him. And as he approached the tree, because he said a sycamore tree, but as he approaches the sycamore tree, again, he goes back to say, he must have think long and hard. The crowd is in my way. What am I going to get to see Jesus? Because he came with one determination. What you came for this morning? Do you come to see Jesus or just come on the line like a normal thing? Zacchaeus came to see Jesus. And as he was walking to the tree, as he had his eyes on the tree, because this is where I'm going. I'm going on this tree today because I want to see Jesus. And nothing is going to stop me from seeing Jesus. Nothing at all. As he approached the tree, this was all he had in mind. I must see Jesus. And he walked, I must see Jesus. My friends cannot help me. My friends cannot help me. My family cannot help me. My money and my fame cannot help me. I need peace, and the peace that I need, the world cannot give it to me. I need peace more than all, and I need real joy. And nobody else can help me. So I'm walking to the tree because I must see Jesus today. Who are you focused on this morning? Is Jesus your priority? Do you come on the line to see Jesus, or just come because it's another Sunday? Why are you on the line? Is it to see Jesus? Because Jesus wants to see you today. He wants to see you. The topic that I have is, how bad do you want him? How bad do you want him? Zacchaeus dropped his pride. He dropped everything he had because he wanted to see Jesus. He didn't care again about anybody else. It was about him and him seeing Jesus. Oh, bad, my brothers. Oh, bad, my sisters. Oh, bad, my friends this morning. How bad do you want to see Jesus? He's waiting, he's waiting, he's waiting. How bad do you really want to see Jesus? Again, I see your money cannot help you. Fame won't help you. Worldly pleasures cannot satisfy. Worldly pleasures cannot satisfy. Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And that's what Zac was heading for. Zacchaeus needed one in a mere food. He needed Jesus. He needed Jesus to satisfy. To satisfy the inner longing, that's what he needed. Do you need Jesus to satisfy your inner longing this morning? Zacchaeus was saying, you know what? He's walking to the tree and he's saying, I need help. I need help. I am not going back. I need help. I am not going back where I'm coming from unless I see a change. I need help. You know what? Zacchaeus was saying also, for he might not pass this way again. And if you read in the Bible, I think this was the last trip to Jericho, that he would not pass that way again before the crucifixion. So I don't know about you this morning. It could be your last day on the line this morning, but Jesus is passing by. Jesus is passing by. He's passing by your way today. And how bad do you want him? That's my question this morning. How bad do you want him? Because he's passing this way. You can hope in your heart to him this morning. You can hope in your heart to him this morning because he is passing this way. You can give him a chance and he will prove that every promise he makes for Jesus is right for all that is wrong in your life. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Verse 4 says, and he ran and he climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him. For he was to pass that way. Again, and he ran and climbed up into a sycamore tree, for he was to pass that way. And I look at the word climb, and he climbed. The climb, he take up, the climb means take you up and away from the crowd. The climb will take you up and away from the crowd. Zacchaeus realized he couldn't see God clearly in the crowd. So he climbed. And the climb will take you up and take you away from the crowd. It gives you a better view of what is below. Climbing separates you from the familiar. The crowd won't stop Jesus from seeing you, my brothers and sisters. But it will stop you from seeing the crowd. I want to repeat that again this morning. Zacchaeus climbed because knowing that the crowd, Jesus will not stop you from seeing him, but the crowd will stop you from seeing Jesus. So Zacchaeus stepped out by faith. This morning, it's a faith walk. It's a faith walk this morning. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Step out by faith this morning. Step out. Zacchaeus step out because he had a problem. He didn't tell it. Sometimes we have problems, underlying problems, we don't tell anybody. But it's telling us. Sleepless night, we are worried. What's going on? What's about tomorrow? But Zacchaeus said, today is the day. I'm not going forward. And I'm laying it at Jesus' feet. And I'm giving it to him this morning. Bless the Lord. So he run and he climbed again a sycamore tree. For he was eager to see Jesus. Eager to see Jesus. I could see Zacchaeus. Just picture Zacchaeus this morning. Just picture him leave his home with one determination, one aim, and that's to see Jesus. First, he separates himself. And then after he separates himself from the crowd, he separates himself from the things that had him bound, that had him in bondage. And then he separates himself, and then he climbs. He takes himself away from the crowd that he could get a better view of Jesus Christ. And so he run again, and he climbed the sycamore tree. As I said, he was eager to see Jesus. I could hear Zacchaeus saying to himself, today is the day. Today is the day. I have waited for this moment, and I won't let it pass me by. Today I drop my pride, my title, my fame, for I have to leave to cleave. Hallelujah. I have to leave to cleave. So today I drop what was stopping me, my pride, my title, my fame. For I have to leave to cleave. You can't cleave to Jesus with stuff. You have to leave it behind to cleave. This morning again, I ask you, how bad do you want him? How bad do you want Jesus Christ this morning? Zacchaeus wanted Jesus Christ so badly, so he climbed a sycamore tree. He climbed to see Jesus, where he was able to capture, bless the Lord. He climbed to see Jesus, where he was able to capture a better view of Jesus. Don't you want a better view of where you are this morning? You can climb. You can climb by faith. You can move forward, and you can climb. Zacchaeus did not settle for a needle-eye view. He wanted an eagle-eye view of Jesus. Not only did he want to see Jesus, but he wanted Jesus to see him. Hallelujah. My friend and brethren this morning on the line, I want you to know that miracles happen when you move. Miracles happen when you move. Miracles happen when you move. Zacchaeus came with a makeup mind, and he was desperate to see Jesus. Let me tell you, desperate people do desperate things, and desperate people get desperate results. You ask me how I know that? Sure, well, let me just roll you back and look at the woman with the issue of blood. She had the issue of blood for 12 years. You might be going on, and it's easy for you because it wasn't you in her position. But she knew what was going on in her life. She knew what she was feeling all along. She knew she had no friends. Everybody turned their back. Marriage life didn't mean a thing because she couldn't get nobody to marry. And she was so sad. And for 12 years, she had it. And she walked around. But one day she said, no, no, no. She was too desperate to be healed. She said, no, no, no.
with all the crowd. With all the crowd that was there, she pressed herself through the crowd because she had one aim, glory to God. And she had one determination. And she said, if I could only touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. Oh, the faith she had and the tenacity she had in her, she pressed through the crowd. And as she pressed through the crowd, you could hear the disciples wondering, what is this lady doing? But oh God, the God that we serve, Jesus Christ, God only Son, he said, somebody touch me. Somebody touch me. Disciples, Master, who could have touched you? Because there's a crowd right here. Who could have touched you? He said, no, because the virtue has left me. Glory to God this morning. The virtue has left me. That's what it is. When you reach for Jesus, he'll be right here waiting for you. He will be right here waiting to say, here I am. But you have to step out in faith. You have to step out in faith. Jeremiah 29 verse 13 says, and he shall seek me and find me when he search for me with your whole heart. You can find God, but you got to seek and search him with your whole heart because he's right there. He is right there. He's right there. He's right there. Seek him. If you seek him, you'll find him. I love this song this guy sings, and it blesses me every time. It says, oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, he chases me down, fight till I'm found, leave the 99. I couldn't earn it, and I don't deserve it. You give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. He said, there's no shadow you won't light up. Mountain you won't climb up. Coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down. Lie you won't tear down. Coming after me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. That's what he does. When you stretch out, when you say, Lord, here I am. When you go by faith, believing, he can do the impossible. You can reach the unreachable when you step out by faith this morning. So you can step out. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what your situation is. It doesn't matter what. Zacchaeus stepped out. The blind man stepped out when he cried. He said, Jesus of Nazareth, have mercy on me. The woman with issue of blood, she stepped out. But the truth of the whole thing, Jesus Christ meet them at their knee. He never walked away from them. And he will not walk away from you this morning if this is your cry to him this morning. If this is your cry, you will never. Because I'm asking you again, and I asked you before this morning, how bad do you want him? How bad do you want him? Because if you want him, you can really have him. But how bad do you want him? Zacchaeus show up where Jesus could see him. And truly, Jesus show up where Zacchaeus was. Because if you show up, let me tell you, Jesus will show up. If you position yourself for Jesus to see you, you will get his attention. If you position yourself to see you, you will get his attention this morning. Glory to God. Because when I said if you position yourself for Jesus to see you, you will get his attention. Look at verse 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at your house. I said, if you position yourself for Jesus to see you, you will get his attention. Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. That part I pause a little right here when I read it again. Because when he says, Zacchaeus, make haste. Haste is Zacchaeus, hurry and come down for today. I said, today I must abide at your house. Jesus Christ is saying the same thing what he said to Zacchaeus. He's saying the same thing today. Today, I must abide at your house. I sing the chorus, something is going to happen to me this very day. Something good. Why? Jesus of Nazareth is passing this way today. And today is passing this way. He might never pass again. We always say when we hear our pastor says, it could be any day now. Some say, oh my God, it sounds like death. But it could be death. But this is a day is passing this way today. Bless the Lord. So he say, hasten, come on. Come on down, hurry. Come down for today I must abide at your house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I must abide at your house. What an invitation. I must abide at your house today. And it must. When Jesus said must, you know what must mean? I have to. I have to. I have to. Nothing is going to stop this. This is an invitation that I cannot miss. I must abide at your house today. And abide means stay, remain. My friends, my brother, my sister, who you are today, this is your day. This is the day that Christ is saying to you. He wants to abide at your house today. He wants to make a board at your house. He wants to remain at your house today. Jesus said in St. John 15, verse 7, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, it shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. We see Zacchaeus wanted Jesus. Zacchaeus he separated himself from the crowd, from every distraction that was holding him. He put on his wealth, because wealth can't help you when you need Jesus. Wealth won't help you. Families won't help you. Cars and homes and truck won't help you. Only Jesus Christ. This morning again, I want to ask you, how bad do you need him? How bad do you need him? How bad do you need a Savior? This is willing, he's waiting, and he's ready, but how bad you need him. Again, the powerful word that is to abide. Because to abide in Jesus, listen keenly, my brothers and sisters on the line, to abide in Jesus is never to quit him for another love, but remain in living, conscious union with him. For the branch is not only ever near the stem, but ever receiving life and fruitfulness from it. The heart must remain in love. The mind must be rooted in faith. The oath must be cemented to the word. And the whole man, when I'm saying the whole man, I'm talking W-H-O-L-E. The whole man must be joined unto the Lord. That's how you abide. That's what Jesus wants to do. He wants to abide. He wants to abide. And he's begging of you to come. Today is the day. Today is the day he wants to abide. Verse 6 says, and he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Hallelujah. And Zacchaeus make haste. Because remember, he climbed on the sycamore tree, leave the crowd, because he wanted to see Jesus. He wanted a one-on-one with Jesus. He didn't want a bird-eye view, but he needed an eagle-eye view. Glory to God. And so he climbed to see Jesus. I'm telling you. And he climbed. And there was Jesus. Because Jesus saw him. Jesus said to him, make haste and come down. And Jesus received him joyfully. Praise be to God. His arms are open wide to receive you joyfully. But my brothers and my sisters, my friends on the line, how bad do you want him? What your situation is this morning? What's bothering you? What's keeping you up from in the night? You can't get a good night's sleep. We see so many things going on, you know, these days. We see we have the corona, everybody's talking about it. Our families are sick, some in hospital, some are dead. What is bothering you? What is keeping you up in the night? Jesus wants to abide with you. Jesus wants to be your friend. You can open your heart to him this morning because today is the day. Today is the day. Zacchaeus made haste and he came down and he received him joyfully. The moral effect conversation was seen in Zacchaeus' obedience and humility, taking his stand along with Jesus in public. I'm saying this again because when he came down from off the tree and he came to Jesus with obedience and humility, it was simple saying, I'm taking a stand along with Jesus in public. In public. Knowing the type of person he was, tax collector, People look at him, don't. They just rob money like RAs. They just rob your money. And we say so many things. But he wanted something more than that. He wanted Jesus. And his heart was open to Jesus. And no more than all, he came down. First, he had to climb. He had to climb out of the situation, climb out of the crowd. But though he came down to Jesus, glory to God, in humility and obedience, and taking his stand along with Jesus in public. Are you ready today to take a stand with Jesus in public? Zacchaeus did it. Because all he had couldn't help him. All he had couldn't save him. All he had couldn't give him the peace that passes all understanding. He was longing for a thirst that man cannot give. A thirst that friends couldn't give. Only Jesus Christ could give that thirst. And so he came down and he was joyfully happy with Jesus. To stand in public, you can stand in public today. I know we can't see each other, but you can raise your hand. You can say, yes, Lord, I am willing. Today is my day to stand up and stand out for you and say, yes, Lord, I am ready. Today is my day. When you look at verse 7, and when they saw it, they all murmured. They all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. Oh, my Jesus. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. Holy Ghost, help us this morning. My brethren, my Christian brothers and sisters. God, help us this morning. Oh, God. And when they saw, and when, who was they? And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. I don't think sinners say that, because sinners would not say that. So as Christians, we have to be very careful, because Jesus comes for one, and Jesus comes and he calls all. He calls everybody. St. Luke chapter 5 and verse 32 remind us, his word, it is not my word. St. Luke chapter 32 and verse, St. Luke chapter 5 and verse 32. This is not my word. This is the word of Jesus. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Bless the Lord. So one says, if you're on the line this morning, Jesus Christ comes for you today. It doesn't matter what state you are. It doesn't matter who you are this morning. Give him a chance and he will prove that every promise he makes is true. But Jesus is right for all that is wrong in your life. Zacchaeus did it. Zacchaeus did it. Zacchaeus wanted a change in his life. Zacchaeus was tired of being tired. Why are you on the line this morning? You come every time, but honestly, you're tired of being tired. You're tired of being tired. Many years you're going on. You're just tired of being tired. Unsaved. Backslider. I'm talking also to you, because only Jesus is the answer to all the old world's problems. Jesus is the answer. There's no answer. There's no answer. And friends, right now we see everybody looking for a cure. But only Jesus Christ right now. Every rich has to turn to Jesus now. Every poor, every lame at the end of the day realize, as they always say, there's only one done. That's only Jesus Christ. That's the only Savior of the world. Nobody else. We realize now that we're equal. If we didn't think we were equal, no, we realize that when Jesus make us, that we're all equal. We're all one race, and that's the human race. There was no color, prejudice, nothing. All equal. Realize now, even that you're seen with all these things. Everybody used to go to special hospitals. Everybody rest in the same place. Everybody rest in the same place. Because only Jesus Christ alone this morning. Only the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Only him we have. Only him we have. So he comes for you and save. He comes for backsliders and Christians on the line. If you don't tighten up your belt, tighten up your belt. Tighten up your belt. because we don't know. We don't know the next step. Only we have to trust Jesus. It could be any day. Only we have to trust Jesus. But the invitation is open this morning. It is wide open this morning. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? He's not passing tomorrow. He's not passing. He's not passing next week. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is passing this way today, right at this moment. Right at this moment, he is passing. What's your answer? What is your answer? And how bad do you want him? Again, I keep saying, Lazarus, Zacchaeus wanted him so badly. So badly, he dropped everything he had. Everything. Everything he had, he dropped just to have Jesus. Just to have Jesus as his own, as his Savior, as his Lord. Because truly, at the end of the day, you and I know, you and I will see that only person that matters in your life is Jesus. You ask those in the hospitals who can't visit their cousins, who can't visit their aunts, their mom, their dad. Nobody can see them, nor they can see. The only person they have in there is Jesus. That's why I say, I am the good shepherd. That's the only one, and he's your good shepherd this morning. You don't have to go to Canada, to Venezuela, to find him. He is right here because he is everywhere. And today is the day. That's the friend we have. It's those sick. You can go see them, but they have Jesus. That's who he is. Closer than a brother. Closer than a brother he is this morning. Closer than a brother. So don't let anybody push you away from God. Run to him. Run to Jesus this morning. Run to him. Run to him and say, I've not come for the righteous. Because righteous people don't need Jesus to call us. You've already been called. But he said, I've come to sinners. I once was a sinner, saved by grace. Jesus did it. And he can do the same thing for you this morning. It's not too late today, right now. I don't know about tomorrow or later, but it is not too late. It is not too late this morning. And as I look into verse 8, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restored it fourfold. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restored him fourfold. Glory to God. What a change, man. What a change, man. We sing a song, when Jesus comes, the tempter power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears you wipe away. He takes the gloom and you fill your life with love, with joy, for all is calm when Jesus comes to stay. The first thing I see with Zacchaeus was confession. Hallelujah. What's confession when he said to God, if I've taken anything, I see confession and I see forgiveness. Glory to God. Because he says, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. Doesn't stop there. And two, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you. Hallelujah. And to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. If you confess your sins this morning, no matter what the situation is, no matter what you have done, if you kill a man, if you lie, if you thief, if you fornicate, if you hear it say, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. If you come to him this morning and confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all, and I like the word, all unrighteousness, everything, all, zero out, all unrighteousness. Your slate is clean, all unrighteousness. Nobody can point finger. They might say something where they don't listen to, because Jesus said, if you're a murderer, I clean your slate. All. I take everything. Bless the Lord this morning. Bless the Lord this morning. Bless Jesus. Bless Jesus. And I said, and because Zacchaeus confessed, Jesus gave him eternal life. And how do I know he got eternal life? Look in verse 9. And Jesus said unto him, this day, hallelujah, this day is salvation come to, listen, this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For today is salvation come to this house. Salvation come to this house. The doors are open wide this morning. The Father's arms are open wide. And he says, today, salvation is come to this house. Zacchaeus had salvation to his house because he opened up. He separated himself to see Jesus. And he confessed and he was forgiven. So today, salvation has come to his house. It can come to your house. Salvation can come to your house too. You might ask me, Sister Sharon, what is salvation? Salvation means to be rescued from sin and its punishment and being set free to love the Lord, our God, and to serve him. Again, salvation means to be rescued from sin and its punishment and being set free to love the Lord, our God, and to serve him. Praise be to God. That's what salvation is this morning. So we see Zacchaeus, he confessed, he got forgiven, and he had eternal life. He had eternal life because salvation has come to his house. Bless the Lord this morning. And verse 10 says, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. For the Son of Man come to seek and to save that which was lost. Again, St. John chapter 3 and verse 16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. It is open to you again, my brothers, my sisters, if you're on the line this morning, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. You have no excuse because you're not left out. There is no excuse you have this morning because Jesus Christ comes today, this very day. Don't let it pass you by. Don't let today pass you by. Not another moment. You'll never know what the next second minute can be, and the cry is there, he's calling. We sing the song softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. He in the portal is waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. I'm on the line this morning, but I heard you. I beg you this morning, give God a chance. Give him a chance. He will prove that every promise he makes is true. I'm telling you because I'm a living witness. He has not failed me. He has not failed me. And I come to understand now truly that he cannot fail because there is no failure in him. He says, I am the way, the truth, the truth, the truth, the truth. How can he fail me? He is the way, the truth he is, and the life. He cannot fail. He cannot fail. Today, 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 for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Praise be to God. I say you're not left out. You're not counted out. You're not pushed aside. If anybody push you aside today, my brothers and sisters, truly, it will be nobody's fault but yours. So the Father's arms are open wide. It's nobody's fault but God. Give him a chance. Give him a chance. He wants to come in and he wants to abide. He wants to stay. When he say your home is your heart. That's where he wants to stay. He wants a dwelling place there. Bless the Lord this morning. Praise be to God. Zacchaeus got what he wanted. Again, listen keenly. Zacchaeus got what he wanted because he was willing to step out by faith. You don't have to go back home the same way you came. You don't have to leave the line like this. Right where you are, you can hold up your hand before God and say, God, I surrender all. You can kneel at your bedside if you want to, but you can say, God, I give, here's my heart, take it. Take my heart this morning. Take my heart, that's what really matters. Take my heart, I give it to you this morning, and you will surely take it. In a split second, in a minute, you will take it like lightning, because that's what you want. You will take it. So you can give it to him this morning. Give it to him, that you gave God everything. Everything. Because what? He was willing to step to by faith with a desire to get what you want and not to go back being the same. And that's what happened. You don't need to carry your burden any longer. In closing, I want to tell you this morning, you don't need to carry your burdens any longer. Give them all to Jesus. There's a song that I love. I just repeat the verses. It says, When Zacchaeus looked, it was the best day of Zacchaeus' life. The best day. Poor man must have worried all year, have this situation, and can't get rid of it. But with that one day, he make up in his mind. Will you make up in your mind today to give Jesus your all? Make it up today. He make up in his mind because he wasn't going to go back with that old situation, that old sewer that was burning so many times, where he just put a band-aid on it and make it worse every day. But when you meet Jesus brings cure and satisfaction, guarantee. You can depend upon him this morning. You don't, again I said, you don't need to carry your burdens any longer. This song, it says, I've carried a burden far too on my own. I wasn't created to bear it alone. I heard your invitation to let it all go. I see it now. I'm laying it down, and I know that I need you. So I run to the Father. This morning you can run to Jesus. He said, I run to the Father. How bad do you want him? I run to the Father. Fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding. No reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon. My soul needs a friend. So I run to the Father again and again. I repeat the first verse. I love it. He said, I've carried a burden. What are you carrying this morning? For too long on my own. I wasn't created. I want you to hear this verse. He said, I wasn't created to bear it alone. Not at all. That's why we have Jesus. But he said, I heard your invitation. Zacchaeus, come down. I must abide at your house. I heard your invitation to let it all go. I see it now. I'm laying it down, and I know that I need you now. Bless the Lord this morning. This morning, I want to tell you in closing, his arms are open wide. His arms are open wide. I sing this song, something is going to happen today. Something good. Jesus of Nazareth is passing this way. Something good is going to happen to me, for Jesus of Nazareth is passing this way. Today is the day. His arms are wide open. I want to ask you the question in closing. How bad do you want him? God bless you.
Thank you very much, Evangelist Brady. I trust those who have been listening that you have been blessed, you have been challenged. Just like Zacchaeus, if you really want it, you can get it. If you need Jesus, don't allow the crowd to stop you from getting to him. Don't allow the crowd to block your vision. It's all dependent upon you. Choose this day not to allow the circumstances around you to prevent you from seeing Jesus, from asking him to come into your life. The songwriter says, reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. You find he's not too busy to hear the faintest of cry. He's passing by this moment your needs to supply. So just reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. I am going to pray, and I can't see you, but God sees you. God sees all of us, whoever we are, wherever we are. God is looking on us, and God knows who we are, whether we are like that Zacchaeus, who for many years have been allowing the circumstances around us to block our vision of him. This may be your last day. I don't know. None of us know. But Jesus is passing your way today. And he's saying, I want to abide with you. I want to have fellowship with you. So, as I prepare to close, whoever you are, wherever you are, and you need Jesus, he's passing your way today as you listen. May you make the right choice. May you block out all that will seek to hinder you today from seeing him. And may you focus on Jesus. Because as she rightly said, no one knows when it is the last time. Could be for you, could be for me. But Jesus is passing your way right now. As I pray, you pray and ask him to come in to your heart. Coming to stay. Coming, I pray. Come in to my heart, Lord Jesus. And he will come. If you ask him, he will never say you nay. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this blessed day. Another day when we are confronted by your claims, Lord, of salvation. When we realize what you have done for us. You said you came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. You come not to condemn the world, but that the world through you might be saved. Lord, we believe that there are some Zacchaeus right now, Lord, who are willing to say, Lord, I need to see you. I need for you to come in my life. I pray you would speak today. And when you speak, Lord, continue to speak that they will be obedient to you as they reach out to you and touch you at this moment. Hear our cry, Father. Again, thank you for your servant. Thank you for the ministry of your word today. May your words continue to abide in our hearts. Lord, as we go over what we have heard today in our hearts, in our mind, that we will make the right decision and say, I will follow thee, my Savior. Thou didst shed thy blood for me. Go all the world, forsake me by thy grace. I will follow thee. Hear us now, Father. Continue to speak to us today as we give you thanks in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord lift up the countenance of his face upon you and give you rest, both now and forever until the Lord returns. Let the church say amen. God bless you all. Thanks for sharing our service. Take care. Have a wonderful day.